World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm just curious this morning, are any of y'all worn out from going to your 911 memorial services yesterday? Huh? You guys all, yeah? Y'all, anybody worn out from, did they acknowledge that in your town? It's pretty amazing if we stop and think about it. Who and what the government, whoever it would be, tells us is important. And as I said yesterday, on the anniversary of 911, if you're 24 years old and younger, you weren't even born when 911. It's ancient history to you, to a whole generation. And yesterday was a celebration of 911. You think it would have been a national holiday. You think there would have been all kinds of people all across America. Do you guys remember what 911 was like? And no mention of it. We'll mention George Floyd Day. We'll mention Homo Day. But no memorial to that. Something's happening here, man. There's something going on. And it's deep, deep spiritually. And I'm going to tell you this. I told this to my wife today. Listen, I want you to think about this. If you were to do a survey of the town that you live in, just take the town you live in, and you were able to do a door-to-door survey of how many deeply committed Christians there are in your town, what do you think the number would be? I'm not talking about churchgoers. I'm talking about deeply committed, woke Christians. How many do you think are in your town? You can't give me a number. I don't know. Is it 10%? Is it 20%? And this morning, my wife has really been doing, she's been, God bless her, man. She's really digging into the Word. She's reading Isaiah last night or listening to it on tape, listening. And she's telling me about, boy, this is in there and this is. And, you know, I sat there and I thought, you know what? I really don't know a whole lot about the Bible. And I'm as deeply a committed Christian man as I know. So if I don't know, I haven't read Isaiah and studied Ezekiel and 1 Kings and 2 Kings and not really understanding the movement of God throughout culture and throughout society. If I don't know that, where must the average Christian be? Is it any wonder? The Bible tells us my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Is it any wonder we're in the mess that we're in when Christians don't even know? Christians don't know what the Bible teaches. Christians are confused. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're in the midst of something, man. We're saying, man, well, really, really. Hey, so all of you who are worried, Dale survived the hurricane. Yes, it was unbelievable. Yes, they got a lot of water. Yes, he sent me pictures. Yes, you could fish out in the middle of the road. Yes, but he survived it. Used their generators and all that kind of stuff. So all of you who are praying for Dale, I don't even know if he's in there this morning. They survived it. They survived it.
I am, Coach, and I'm doing what I do, right? I'm actually at Lowe's picking up a couple ACs. I got 4 standby generators out there, and personally, I'm good. 350,000 people without power right now, so we'll assess it. I'm actually going to head out to the church and check that. Did you see that doggone track? That sucker turned right to my house.
So Dale, it ended up a big wind and rain event. Is that what it is? A lot of flooding?
It rained 10 inches of rain in 2 hours. It turned into a Category 2, and then it hovered right over us for 2 hours. But we went out to the lakefront. Yeah, you know, I do what I do. But now I'm in my mode. Go pick up a couple AC window units here, go take care of stuff, going to head out to the church. Brother, I appreciate the prayers. I'm doing fine, and I'll give you an update later on.
Are you going to go be a Christian today?
Brother, I'm going to go let my light shine.
Amen, baby. You're not calling FEMA? You're not waiting for FEMA to come on in there?
Oh, God. Coach, don't ruin my day.
Oh, folks, we're so programmed. We're so programmed. I got so much stuff. I had one of those nights last night where I think I was asleep. But my brain never quit. It never quit. If you guys could have been part of that two hour conversation we had, Roger Weaver actually called me. I was on the verge of falling asleep, and Roger, who's down there relaxing on the beach, he said that was one of the most amazing things I've ever been part of. Folks, I'm just telling you, we've been so hoodwinked. Let me back up a second. Yes, we're going to pray Mel's prayer. Yeah, we're going to do that in a second. But look, friends, man. Here's what we have to understand. I don't want all of you out there to think we're constantly switching what we're doing here, okay? I don't want you to think that. Dr. Corsi, algorithms, probably true. Dr. Doug Frank, voter rolls screwed up, double voting, probably true. None of it matters 50-some days from an election. If you're to bring a lawsuit, how long, Roger, you don't say, you lawyers out there, how long does it take to litigate something like that? We would be litigating ballots till next September, litigating it. We have 55 days. And Jovan Pulitzer, who invented, it's amazing, the code, what do they call that? Anyway. This dude was pretty.
The QR code.
It's the QR code, and he had us enthralled for quite a bit. So I want to talk about that, but I want to open up with our prayer, and somebody's going to do that for us. Spencer, if you, it is Spencer Swinney. Yeah, Spencer, go ahead and bring up, if you would, the Liberty Action Network and our prayer. And who's going to pray this for us? Because we're going to pray it over the next 30 some days. Isn't that what we said? Going to continue to do it.
I got you, Coach.
All right, Vinny. I appreciate it, brother. It's up on the screen. If folks, I'm sorry if you don't have it on your screen. And I know sometimes it's hard to do it on the phone because the screen's so small. But it's on the screen. And go ahead and do that, Vinny, if you would, for us. Hang on, Vinny. Lord, hey, Lord, we need you, man. We need you. But I know this, Lord. You told us to go. And that even you cannot drive a parked car, Lord. Help us to get in motion, Lord. Help us to be your ambassadors and your vessels through which truth, justice will be able to flow, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Will we follow, comply, and agree to the New World Order being voted on by the General Assembly of the United Nations this September 2024?
That's a question mark. Will we? Will we agree and comply? Go ahead, Vinny.
If you say no, then join me and recite Psalm 2. For 30 consecutive days during the United Nations General Assembly, 79th General Assembly, scheduled from its opening on September 10th, 2 days ago, 2024, to October 10th, 2024.
Hang on, Vinny. Vinny, hang on. Hey, folks, have you expanded the number of people doing this? Have you asked somebody to pray this every day as well? Have you been a Johnny Appleseed and gone to get others where two or more are gathered? The power of agreement. Go ahead, Vinny.
The Messiah's Triumph and Kingdom, Psalm 2. Why do the United Nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in heaven shall laugh.
Amen.
The Lord shall hold them in derision, and he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Amen.
Ask me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance.
Have we asked him for the nations? Have we asked him for the nations? Go ahead.
And the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Lord, you are our potter. We are your clay. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry.
Amen.
You perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him.
Amen. Thank you, Vinny. Lord Jesus, we just ask you to be faithful to your word, that you sent your word and healed us. Lord, empower us. Break the bands of the wicked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Boom.
Thanks, Vinny. Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate you doing that. Folks, we got to do this. You can do it alone. You can do it 10 times a day. You can get others to pray with you. You can do it. I'm all over the place last. Let me start right here. Folks, we are at Battleground Central. And if you remember, just a couple days ago, here at Coach Dave Live, we were talking about what was going on in Springfield. Go back and check the record. Go back and check it. And see, were we not out in front on this story, telling everybody what was going on? Were we not out in front of it? Huh? Is it not a national story now? But hang on. Are you looking at me? Hey, friends, it ain't about ducks and it ain't about cats. No. That's the bait and switch again. Right? It's not about any of that. It's about the malfeasance of our government to permit this to happen to American citizens. That's what it's about. And they want to make it about ducks and cats and goats and frogs and all this other stuff to distract you, to get you arguing over the wrong thing again. And what we're talking about is the greatest malfeasance in the history of the United States of America, because every one of our elected officials have permitted this to happen. And you and I are paying, are you listening, the financial consequences of their misfeasance. We have and are being robbed by unjust, wicked government. Misfeasance? Here it is. What is misfeasance? Misfeasance is the act of engaging in an action or duty, but failing to perform the duty correctly. Misfeasance refers to an action that is unintentional. However, malfeasance is the willful and intentional act of doing harm.
Boom.
Hey, folks, what's the purpose of government? Simple, right? And to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, securing our rights. So when the government does a motor voter law that allows illegals, migrants, to come in, get a driver's license, and then immediately get registered to vote, even though they're not American citizens, and the people who made the motor voter law know they're not American citizens, yet send them ballots. That's government malfeasance. Is anybody tracking this? Do you see where this is, folks? You see what the enemy, yes, malfeasance is an impeachable offense. Folks, do you understand that the issue is not ducks, it's not goats, it's not cats, it's not any of that. It's the fact that your government and my government has purposely opened up non-citizens to voting, and it's going on, and they got us worrying about ducks and goats.
Amen.
Amen.
You see this, huh? You see it? You see it? Now, hang on. Since we've been barking about it, been barking, well, DeWine sends aid. What? What? Click on that. DeWine? Ohio? Folks, this just yesterday. Ohio is sending troopers and 2.5 million to a city that has seen an influx of Haitian migrants. And now hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Go back to that headline. Hey, Betty, Susie, Roger, RL, Glenn. Who is Ohio? Ohio don't have any money. Who's Ohio? Betty, it's you. Might as well say Betty is sending 2.5 million to the city. Roger is sending 2.5. Coach Dave is sending 2.5. They are robbing us, and it's malfeasance on part of the government. Do you see what you get it? Do you see it? Do you understand this, folks? Michael DeWine not only doesn't have a dime, he has no authority to give money to illegal immigrants. Oh, they'll get you, though. They'll call you a hater, and the churches will say, oh, we have to love on these people. Folks, you don't have to love on criminals. If you love criminals, you're going to send them back and tell them to do the right thing. That's what you're going to do. Ohio is sending troopers and two. What date is on this? I think this is today. It's updated. 11:49, September 10th. Well, that'd be 2 days ago. So all of a sudden, DeWine, who, by the way, lives in Cedarville, Ohio. But Spence, I'm sorry, you got to be quick with me today. Pull up the map of Ohio. Pull it up for me, Spence. Come on, folks. This is our governor, Michael DeWine. Map of Ohio with cities. Map of Ohio with cities. Okay. Pull that one up. Pull it up. I'm going to coach you here real quick. Go to Springfield. Do you see where Springfield is? Put on the, can you make that little, there it is. There's Springfield. Huh? Hey, folks, are you ready? Hey, Spencer, can you go down about 2 inches directly south at Cedarville? That's where DeWine lives. You tell me he doesn't know what's going on in Springfield. He lives in Cedarville. 15 miles, maybe. He doesn't know anything going on. Friends, it ain't about ducks and goats. It's about they're robbing you. You and I have been damaged financially because of what our government malfeasance motor voter rule. Folks, if somebody walks up, some immigrant walks into some step, whatever, and they, Jovan made this so clear last night, that these immigrants come in, and they come in and they say, well, they're going to come here to work. And when they come here to work, what does the government do? Why, the government gives them a Social Security number. Why does the government give them a Social Security number? Because they're going to promise to pay taxes. Oh, so they give them a government, they give them a Social Security number, and then tell them to go get a driver's license. And they take their Social Security number, they go get a driver's license, they give them to the driver's license bureau, they give them a driver's license, and are immediately registered to vote. Do you see the game? Folks, are you looking at me? Non-American citizens can't vote. They can't vote. But here's the other part of it. The government is setting these people up as lawbreakers. Oh, this is so deep. It's so deep. Oh, take a deep breath, coach. Glenn, come in here. Give me a minute. Give me your 2 cents worth on what you heard last night. Or Roger, somebody out there that was part
well,
of
the he, Jeff. Jovan? Yeah, Jovan painted the picture very clearly. So what Coach just said, the migrant is being given the authority to vote, but remember, it's illegal to vote if you're not a U.S. citizen in Ohio, but they don't know that. They don't know that. And even though a lot of migrants aren't voting, what happens is these they can now get a ballot. So a ballot is mailed to a location where there might be 50 migrants at one address. Now, they don't all live there, but that's their address of record. Okay. And so What happens
the migrants
is
Glenn, the migrants don't get the ballots.
No, the migrants.
Somebody else collects the ballots.
This is where it's called ballot harvesting. This is where ballot harvesting takes place. And that's and what happens is this is why you have the ballots coming in after the election being or just the night of the election being dropped off in these drop boxes. So you have illegal votes coming in for whoever trying to control the vote for whoever wants they want to be elected.
So, but Glenn, the point is the government has granted voting rights to people who are not eligible to vote.
Right. And they don't real and these migrants don't realize that. So they think they can go ahead and vote. So they some of them go ahead and vote.
But Glenn,
not knowing
but
that.
Glenn, no, no. A lot of them don't vote, but the ballot shows up at the address and then they're collected.
Correct.
Somebody else votes and sends them in, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But
there may be some migrants who do vote and they don't even know that they're illegally voting.
But what Jovan told us was that the government is making them criminals. The government is making them criminals when they go to illegally vote. This is malfeasance, misfeasance in office. The problem is the government, not the ducks. And what have they got us following? All the ducks, the ducks, the ducks, the ducks, the ducks, the ducks, the ducks.
So it's the system that's causing election fraud. It's the way the system works. It's called election fraud.
Not voter fraud.
Not voter fraud, election fraud.
Because the voters, they got a ballot. It's not their fault. But if they get caught, it's voter fraud and they can be deported. So the government is setting up these people to be criminals and deported. Oh, Jesus.
It's a conspiracy.
oh, my God. Okay, pull up number six real quick.
Yeah, just to add to that. So consequently, we've been damaged because it's our tax dollars. We have been financially damaged.
Yep. Amen. Amen. I wish I had more. I have a chart. I couldn't find it this morning. Right? Scroll on down a second, if you could. Cost of illegal immigration by state in 2024. What? To tell you, 1.13 million spike in unauthorized U.S. entries occurred between 20 and 22. Scroll on down. See how much money we've spent. The other affected states. There you go. Keep going. Top. This is where they're all coming from. Okay, now we're getting into it. Scroll down to Ohio. Where's Ohio? There it is. Keep it right on there. So in Ohio, 132,000 illegal immigrants. However, 178,000 illegal immigrants and children. Are you ready? Tax to Glenn Claremont, $4,411 per immigrant, Glenn, you're paying. Taxpayer burden for the immigrants, Ohio, $582 million. Your taxes are being paid for illegal immigration. This is staggering, isn't it, folks? Taxpayer burden of immigrants and children. What's it say in Ohio? $785 million you and I are paying for illegal immigration. Friends, this is actionable. This is where we're heading. They are burdening you. Do you understand it? The government is burdening you by not enforcing the law. It's government misfeasance and malfeasance. And we have a plan to do something about it. Come on in, Jeff.
No, Jeff.
Hang on a second. I want everybody to do this real quick, okay? Unmute yourself and say, wow.
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 Wow, there's only 12 million people in Ohio. Everybody could get a million.
That's what he says. No.
Wow.
Basically, they owe every American every Ohioan in the neighborhood of $58,000 they have illegally charged you. Go ahead, Jeff.
That was amazing last night. I just sit here and just amazed at the information. But here's what I noticed yesterday. In between the Republican committee office and a message that come across my phone this morning, 2 points. The message this morning is now DeWine wants to focus on, we've got to get the driving courses for these illegals. We got to make it safe for them so they can drive safely. That's what he said this morning in a statement. And then yesterday, the Republican committee told me, JC, you know all them hats and flags you've sent us? The most popular hat, now you just said it, the Christians really don't understand the Bible. Yeah. The most popular hat we have sold out of is Jesus is my Savior, Trump is my president. That's all they're going to focus on. And then they're going to say, yes, as Christians, we got to teach them the legals how to drive safe.
Hey, Jeff, you want some good news? You don't live in Texas. It's 13,365,034 just in Texas. And they're importing them to Ohio and Virginia. Come on, man. Come on, folks. Wake up to exactly what's going on. Hey, Weaver, did you get up this morning? Are you laying on the beach down there in North Carolina? What was your take from what you heard last night, Roger? He's probably asleep. Drove all night.
Oh, he was up.
He's in there. He just snoozing, huh? Wow.
Well, the thing is like with the ducks that you're talking about, we're treating the symptoms.
Yes,
okay, we're being distracted by ducks symptoms
and cats.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The emotional things. See, they're drawing people out with the emotional PETA. And where is PETA, by the way?
Yeah. Where are they?
Where are they?
Oh, huh, by the way, pull up number three for me. Pull up number three. Sorry, Jack. I'll get to you. Folks, we got a plan. I'm telling you, I'm not going to. Police audio confirmed. Remember they said in the debate the other night? That's not true. Police audio confirmed Haitian goose hunting in Ohio. Go, scroll on down. Oh, I know what. The elected officials say they have no evidence of it. Oh, yeah. Why? Because they're getting millions of dollars probably from the government to take care of them. Scroll on down. Come on. Scroll on down. Huh? Breaking. Leaked audio of a 911 call. Play that a minute. There's no evidence. No evidence of all. Go ahead. Play that.
Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last numbers was 9898.
Okay, so they've had no reports. They've had no reports of it, right? That nobody's reported anything to them. Scroll on down. Scroll on down a little bit here. There's Trump. What's this? Here's the official police report showing that the 911 call took place. It's a real deal, folks. The government's lying. They lied. The government lies. Why are we surprised? The government lies.
Well, Dave, here's
they know what's going on. Why aren't they doing anything about it? Because somebody needs to do some research and find out how much money the Springfield government is getting for these migrants. Always follow the money. Just follow the money. Folks, it ain't ducks and goats and geese. It ain't, cats. No. It's bait and switch. Bait and switch. Scroll on down. There's something else I think I wanted you to play. Huh? Oh, yeah. Huh? Play this. Hey, look, hang on. Nobody denies at least 15,000 Haitians in Springfield. Nobody denies it. They just deny whether or not they're all eating cats. Go ahead.
Dave, here's a question. Those guys are obviously supplementing their food with these animals.
Absolutely.
What happens when those run out?
Well, I got a video. In other words,
they're going to turn to crime.
They're going to be eating your dog. If they run out of ducks, they're going to come eat your cat and your parrot, maybe. Play Kamala here.
That is why, also, Starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
Hey, folks, who's paying for that support and protection?
We are.
We're paying for it. So, folks, we have a damage claim against our government. Anybody say it? Boom! Oh! Oh!
Boom.
Because the government, misfeasance and malfeasance, they haven't done what they're supposed to do. Protect your rights and my rights. To protect us financially. Why are we having so much inflation? Well, they're giving free money to Springfield, Ohio. You think I'm done? I'm not done. Go ahead, Jack. You're about ready to bust. I know. Go ahead.
Well, I'm really ready to bust. You got to know it. We, the good people, are promoting this. It's not just we're going on the emotion. We're using their talking points. The Democrats put in voter ID or voter registration and the Patriot Act crap. Now, we are saying we demand voter ID, government-issued voter ID. I get calls from the Republican Party all the time. Vote early. Are you kidding me? Where we need an affidavit. I've been trying to get people to understand that having the voter ID is what the Democrats want us to do, even though they're saying that's the bad thing. You're displacing people. You're disenfranchising people. They want us to get voter ID in there so that they can issue voter ID to all of their people. Are you freaking kidding me?
Come on, folks. Come on.
We need an affidavit. Every voting district needs an affidavit that says, under penalty of perjury, I am voting on this day as a United States citizen in this county, in this city. It's simple. Sign it. It's simple. But we don't want to do that. We want to promote the simple slogan.
Diversity, intolerance, and yeah. Stay with, pull up, Spencer, pull up Kyle Kohler. Pull that up. Folks, I'm sorry I'm single focused this morning. This is critical. We got 52 days. This is from, are you ready? It's not good to read, but I'm going to. This is from Important Message of the Magnitude of Haitian Crisis by Kyle Kohler, former state rep from Springfield. My name's Kyle Kohler, and I'm a former state rep for Springfield. And over the last 4 years, Haitians who are crossing the border have been given temporary protective service status by the federal government. And under this administration, they're not only protected, but they're given $600 to $1,600 on debit cards a month through the Refugee Cash Assistance Program and are allowed access to all the public assistance program available to U.S. citizens. Folks, who's giving them that $600 a month? The government. Huh? Who? Come on. Who? You are. I am. Since early 2020, a temporary staffing company in Springfield started actively bringing Haitian refugees to our city. First a few hundred, then thousands. As of this month, our local Job Family Services has registered 20,000 Haitians in our county. Our public school system suddenly has over 1,600 non-English speaking students. 1,600. 19-year-old Haitian men and women are being enrolled as high school freshmen. This ain't about cats. And are in classes with 13-year-old boys and girls. The staffing company that started this migration is owned by a man that's had over 63 rental properties in Springfield. Instead of getting the normal $600 to $800 rent each month, his rents cost $250 a month to as many as 20 to 25 Haitians per room. In other words, he charges $250 a month for 20 people staying in that same house. And then $25 to take him to work each day. This and the barrier of not speaking English, blah, blah, blah. Since no one over the age of 18 requires driver's license in Ohio, Haitians are allowed to take the permit test with an interpreter. Since permit, the number of overturned cars. 1 year ago, a Haitian man pulled out in front of a class, causing bus to overturn, ejecting a child, causing a child to die. County health departments reported an increase in HIVs. Based on numbers, we will hit about 87 870 over the previous 5 years. Nurses have confirmed entire wing of the hospital, nothing but Haitian patients being treated for HIV. Delivery nurse reports 70% of all scheduled cesareans for Haitian women who cannot deliver because of HIV. TB cases are up 500%. Our federally qualified health care called rocking horse is overwhelmed with the increase in Haitians. Our public safety officials confirmed that charges against most Haitians who break the law are almost immediately dismissed because of lack of translators, meaning the courts cannot provide a speedy trial. They're simply released back into the community. Last month, a group called themselves Blood Tribe marched past Jazz and Blue Festival carrying large swastika flags. Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news, folks. So wait a minute, somebody help me out here. What has destroyed the city of Springfield? Is it the migrants? Come on. It's a learning moment.
It's the government who let the migrants in and gave them everything they want.
The government not enforcing the law. Okay? So who is the guilty party and who's the victim? Huh? The government hadn't done their job and they're sending you the bill.
Boom.
And we can spend all of our time checking voter rolls and going buying in residences and see who lives there. As Dr. Algorithms, that's all true. We got 50 days. So say, Coach, where are you going? We are going to file charges against our government. I'll explain that later. Johnny, come on in.
Have we had enough yet, people? Have we had enough? How much more do we need?
Not yet.
That's right. Hey, coming to a city near you. The government is enforcing illegal law. You understand that, friends? Malfeasance and misfeasance. The government is permitting illegal immigrants, migrants, to get into your pocket.
Hey, can Spencer put that article in the chat? Is that possible?
Yeah, I got another good one. I need about an hour today. Friends, you understand your government? Your government has burdened you. Your government's at fault. Your government's at fault. Not the migrants. Migrants are being invited in by the government. And then they're coming into your town, and the government's giving them your tax dollars to take care of them. All of it illegal. Not done. I'm not done. Pull up... Jeff Lauterbach, pull that up. It's not about ducks. Sorry, it ain't about ducks. Jeff Lauterbach, I spent the late afternoon in Springfield conducting my first interviews for what will be an ongoing series, like when I first covered the East Palestine, yada, yada. Yes, there are reports of migrants eating dogs and cats. I've not been able to corroborate that, but I've confirmed, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go on through. It is real. Look, I'm in a hurry. I got to show you something else here. Let me find it. Pull up for me. No, that's not it, Coach. Oh, daggone. Pull up Empty Pocket James. Empty Pocket James. Hey, Spence, click on that. Put it in the chat. This is just some old boy down there, Empty Pocket James. She's down there in Springfield showing what's going on. Now, hey, Spencer, or Jared, click on the first one. Click on that first picture down there. Yeah, now, I want you to keep scrolling a little bit because here's what I want you to see, friends. Empty Pocket James, start about the two-minute mark here. Scroll to about the two-minute mark. Put it at 1.5 speed. Look, hey, folks, go back a little bit. Go back. Empty Pocket James wants you all to know that there used to be ducks and geese everywhere around this park. All right, go ahead. All right, go back a little bit farther. Just a little bit farther. Right there, go ahead.
Show you what's left. So they're not disappearing in the way that people are claiming they are. Where'd they go? So anyways, I'm gonna turn the camera around. We'll take a look. As you can see, there's just a handful of small ducks over there. And there's an adult. But where are the rest? I mean, there was dozens down here. Where do y'all go? They live here. So, I'm not claiming either way how what's happening to them, but it is credible evidence that they're gone. So, saying that...
The ducks are gone. Put Springfall, put James in the chat so you can do some research on your own and send it to your friends who are believing that this stuff isn't going on. But see, I'm not worried about cats and ducks. I'm worried about the financial burden they're placing on you and me. Anybody with me? Anybody say amen? Anybody out there sick and tired of
amen,
all
Coach.
Of inflation and everything going up while your government funds this illegal migration? Anybody? Is there any recourse? Yeah. Class action lawsuit. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, this is probably what they'll do next. The government's going to dump a bunch of money into all the churches. Say, would you please teach these people how to drive, how to speak English, and feed them? And the churches will flock to it.
Yes, of course. Well, Jeff, why do you think you can go and watch Springfield City City Council, the recorded comments that people are making. And why do you think none of the city councils are doing anything? Because they know that there's been a tremendous influx of money into their coffers from the federal government for these illegal migrants. Now, hang on. How much did it say? $1,600 a month? Hey, Jack, you're paying that, you fool. You're paying that. They're taking your Social Security and they're spending it on migrants. By the way, malfeasance, misfeasance of government, not doing their job. We're working on a way to stop it. Come on back.
And other people are getting rich off them, too.
Oh, my goodness, baby. Huh? Are you kidding me?
Maybe not rich, but they're definitely making some money off of them.
Come on in, Jack.
We just don't have the fundamentals, Coach. This is why David Whitney has a course, why every real Christian should study the constitutions, because we don't know the fundamentals.
Jack, we don't even know the fundamentals of the Bible. We don't know the fundamentals of the Bible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every legislature, if you ask any legislator anywhere in the country, any state, what the process is, if they pass a bill, it is deemed constitutional unless you challenge it. And that's exactly the opposite of what every state constitution says. That's exactly the opposite of the federal constitution. They only can make laws in Maine, only make laws that are for the benefit of the people, not corporations, only for the benefit of the people. And they ignore that. I read it to them and they ignore it because people don't read it and demand that they follow it.
Jared, whoever that is, I'm sorry. Go look to the oath of office, federal oath of office. See if you can pull that up real quick.
Let me give you another example, Coach, right there. Just a short example. Paul LePage was in a town meeting as governor of Maine. And to his credit, he was asked about funding of schools. He only quoted exactly verbatim what the Maine Constitution says about funding of schools. And everybody ridiculed him. The moderator, the Republicans, the Democrats all ridiculed him because they didn't know what it said, and he quoted it.
Well, we don't know the Constitution, and we don't know the Bible. So here we are, U.S. Code 30, Oath of Office. I do just ask yourself whether our elected officials have violated this. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Hang on a minute. What does the Constitution say about voting? Can anybody help me? Who can vote?
One day, citizen.
A citizen.
Well, how do we know they took the oath, though, Coach?
Well, don't muddy it. Don't muddy
okay,
it.
Okay.
Huh? Don't muddy it. What? They're going to defend the Constitution, which says what? You have to be an American citizen to vote. You can be a naturalized American citizen. But everybody who took that oath, they're going to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I will bear true and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation, purpose, or evasion. And I will faithfully discharge the duties of this office for which I'm about to enter. And they are not faithfully doing it. You get it? It's not the migrants. These guys are opening the door, motor voter, and letting them come right in. And when they come in, they violate your rights. Because your vote now doesn't mean anything. It's been watered down. Oh, my goodness. Roger.
American greed needs to be discussed for a minute, and I'll begin. The car dealership, the used car guy, he's loving Springfield now. He gets to sell all those cars to those Haitians with them bringing their government checks in to buy the car. The small business owner, grocery store, you know, he's loving those Haitians in there. They got extra money to go and buy stuff. I think we could probably list a few more. That's the problem, too. I think there was a time when American greed did not win out always, but the protection of our country did. But, you know, American greed has to be discussed a little bit here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You nailed it. You nailed it. It was amazing last night. Let's get new one. Ralph Gibson. Come on in, Stone. Come on in, Ralph.
Hello, Dave. Thank you very much for doing all this. You're bringing everything to light, right, to all these people. But and Jovan is doing a great thing with telling people the law. So I've been involved with UniteForFreedom.com. I don't know if you've ever told them about this. It's the United States of Americans. They are actually suing states to follow the law. United States citizens, they are at fault, the state, for not proving that they're all citizens. Not the citizens, but they are felonies every time they register one to the state. So they have Pennsylvania, I think Ohio, another one, I think maybe Maryland, and Florida. They're trying to sue them all because they're not following the HAVA law. So, yes, it's great to scream that says this is bad and all that stuff. We have to participate. Every Tuesday they have a meeting. They go through the law. They show you what's wrong, and they show you what they're doing. I love it. Every Tuesday, right. 7 o'clock. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, it's, Ralph.
You have to do something. In the chat.
I put people check it out. Look, we got it's us against them. And folks, look at me. It isn't Republican Democrat. It isn't Republican Democrat. It's us against them. It's Amen. Us against them. I think. Oh my goodness. Oh my. Who's up here? Jeff now. Come on in, Jeff and Craig.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I'd like to comment. My taxes, Social Security, was taxed over $2,200. When I was worried that's going to help them out.
Yeah, well, Jeff, every tax dollar you pay is going to this, to fund this. Yeah. It's illegal. Craig.
So, Coach, I'm going to read something. Maybe Spencer can go back 2 minutes. Okay. We're missing a big component of what's going on with these animals. Okay. Let me read this to you. If you can pull it up. This is the
fourth. Hang on a second. Ralph, can you put that website in the chat? Are you able to do that for us?
If somebody sends me instructions, I'll be happy to do it. I'm not sure.
All you do is just click on the third link over. Looks like question. You want to ask? No, that's not it.
Hit the three dots that are on your thing, and then from there's the messages.
Okay, yeah. I'll look in there.
Okay, I'm sorry, Craig.
That's okay. I'll read it if he can pull it up. And people can look at this themselves. Just pull it up. Go to the fourth topic item to the fourth paragraph. The Pantheon of Voodoo Lolo Spirits. This is from Haitian. This is their Haitian. Okay, let me read number four. Voodoo ceremonies typically involve singing, drumming, dancing, and offering sacrifices to LOA. I don't know what good is that. The common sacrifice is animal blood, which is used to feed and appease the spirits. Other offerings can include food, alcohol, cigarettes, and flowers. Wow. Maybe they can buy that with their EBT cards. So what they're doing is they're killing these animals to make ceremonial religious sacrifices. And guess what? Where's PETA? Where's PETA in this whole thing?
Well, they're getting money. They're getting money. So, Craig, hang on, man. I hate it when you do that. Spencer, pull up Haitian voodoo. Pull that up for me, because we just moved into another. This is all spiritual. Right? It's all spiritual.
That's right. They're trying to reclaim the land of foreign entities and gods i.e. Hanuman, the 90-foot statue in Houston, okay? This is as much physical as it is spiritual, and nobody is talking about that part of it, Coach.
Play that, Spence.
This Haitian stuff, they are not only taking the animals for food. A lot of this stuff goes into Haitian voodoo. Haitian voodoo is some of the strongest stuff you're going to find out there. And it is absolutely terrifying stuff. I'm not even going to talk about everything that I've found out. I have a good friend who practices Haitian voodoo. He's a bokor, which means a dark priest, which means he basically works with one hand that serves the devil. And that stuff, I'm telling you, look into it a little bit. Look into the levels of animal sacrifice that go on in Haitian voodoo. It's a whole nother level of stuff that we don't know about. It's a religion in Haiti.
Kamala Harris has practically destroyed Ohio.
Okay. Well, Jeff Nell, just before I bring you in here, folks, oh my goodness. Lawyers are getting rich off this stuff. You know that, right? Huh? Lawyers are getting rich. They don't want it to be straightened out. They don't want it to be straightened out. Well, not good ones, whatever that means. Come on in, Jeff, now.
Yeah. MIR, yesterday was a swarm of vulture predators were flying over dead carcasses yesterday. Just a little further south of the dog park. That's very interesting.
Okay. Well, so where do I want to go here? I'm talking to myself here. Go back to A for me. Go back to A. No. I'm sorry. Don't do that. Go back to cost to taxpayers. I want you guys to understand this, because till we get this, we don't get it. No. What number six, Spence? Go down to Ohio. Go whatever we did last time. Friends, the government has no money. We are paying 700 Ohioans, 785 million dollars. Ohioans are. You can find your own Georgia. It was Clint, Pastor Clint, $3,035 per American citizen. You guys are paying down there. Huh? Oh, yeah.
So that makes you sick.
Makes you sick.
Yeah.
Inflation going up, huh? Folks, this is a biblical issue. Randy, come on in.
Yeah, it's very spiritual, Coach. And but look, this is good. We got to look at a godly perspective on this. Okay, this is a good thing. We can't keep going with in stupidity and ignorance. So, Coach, we're waking up. Okay, we have to teach law. We have to bring law back into this. And when you see a lawbreaker, you know, this is why the militias are going to stand back up in the states, because the police can't do this job. The government's not going to do this job. Who's going to do it? It's going to be the Christian righteous people that are going to stand up and say, no, we're going to keep law here. This is God bringing back law, Coach.
Amen.
This is God bringing righteousness and justice back. And it's never going to happen if just 50 people keep praying and trying to do so. It's going to take the people being so uneasy and in pain that they have to get involved. And this is God doing this, Coach. We need not be fearful, but we need to see our role as a Christian, as a righteous person. What is our role? How do we attack this? We do it with the Holy Spirit, Coach. We do it with law. We do it with righteousness and justice. This is why we're doing all this now, Coach. God is getting ready to set the precedence again, what we're built on. And so this is not this is the end of America. No, this is the revival of law and order and godliness in our nation.
Amen. Amen.
That's how I look at it, Coach.
Okay, so friends, listen, this is critical. Stay away from the ducks and the cats. That's not the issue. Take that website on your screen. Share that with your friends. Share that with your friends. Let them see what the Ohio citizens are paying for this illegal immigration. If we could do some research and just dig into what the city of Springfield is getting from the government, then you'll understand why they're not doing anything about it. Right? Right? I mean, that's really where we are. George, come on in.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but if you understand the plan, you will understand that we're finally at the melting point. We're at the breaking point that people are finally waking up to the destruction of the United States. Mm-hmm. And people have finally come to a melting point where they can't take it no more. When this was designed to have this never happen again. It is to wake people up that if Trump wasn't put in place, be far worse than what we are going through now. Mm-hmm. You think it's bad, but the actual plan was far worse than what you're seeing. They put a stop to it. But if you understand and know the plan, we're at the melting point. And people are going to, they said it would bring people to their knees, and it is.
It's going to
bring people back.
Amen. So here's what I want to warn you of. This just, I'm not a prophet or the daughter of one or the son of one either. What's that on the horizon for the United States of America before the election is going to be so earth shattering. People are not going to be prepared to handle it.
It's going to be.
Friends, listen to me. They cannot allow an election. They can't allow one. And because of that, they are capable of doing anything. It wouldn't surprise me if the Muslims rear their ugly head again just on time. A financial collapse at the banks. Something is coming in the next 60 days. We better be prepared for it, right? So from your standpoint, get yourself some food, some ammo, some weapons. It could become the wild, wild west. And find some people around you that you know that you can rely on, that you can count on, that you can hunker down. There will be, what's the word I'm looking, civilization again. But it's got to bubble over first, friends. And that's really where we are. If I'm in a big city, I get out. Say, where do you go? I don't know. I'd get out. Go to Springfield. Say you're an immigrant. You can live with 10 other people in a house. Go out camp. I'm just telling you, we need to be prepared. This is real, what is happening before us. Our elected officials. Jovan, I've talked to several people over the last few days. Friends, the Republicans are in on it.
Amen.
Boom.
It's not two parties, friends. They're in on it. And elections are, they're fake. They're just done to give us the feeling that we have some authority in it.
Amen, Coach.
Elections are rigged. We're going to vote ourselves out of this. We'll get Trump in there and vote ourselves out of this. Sorry. Two-card money. They're both playing on the same team. So, hey, listen out there. Somebody email me or text me. Anybody want to make a road trip to Springfield, Ohio this weekend? I'm organizing one. Let's go get some front-end information for ourselves that we can look and see and tell others what it is we see.
Amen.
And we may even stop and have a meal at the local cat store. See you tomorrow.